Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Red Light Sports Ramble. I am Troy Otradovic, joined by the marvelous Evan Witalison. How are you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing well. Just another great day. Some basketball game going on. Some pretty exciting games so far tonight. March Madness. A couple games go down to the wire, and it's fun basketball. And I there's a poll on .357 The Fan, one of the local radio stations in town, and they have it that you could pick, because most people's brackets are busted already. After Friday, I think most people's brackets were busted, and they got finished off over the weekend. But they, you can go to the next Sweet 16. You could start from there and make predictions. And I predicted Michigan and West Virginia to win, along with Arizona and Purdue. Well, so far I'm 0-2, so not off to a good start for this week 16, which I guess is okay, as I'm not expecting to win anything anyways. I never do. But with that, fun show tonight, talking some baseball. World Baseball Classic just wraps up. Going to talk a little bit about that. Spring training is coming to a close in a very short time now. I think a couple weeks left before opening day. I believe it'll be a week from Sunday, actually. It'll be the first baseball game with the Cubs on Sunday Night Baseball. So we're going to talk a little about that, and especially the Milwaukee Brewers. And I put the question out there on Twitter, how many wins do you see the Brewers getting this year? And I'm going to share some listeners' Twitter responses that I have gotten so far since I put the question out there. But before we do go further, how's Troy today?
Well, I know we've talked about concussions on this show, and so I know I kind of left you high and dry yesterday doing a solo show. But, again, the thing for concussions, for those out there that say these athletes are, wussing out and so on and so forth, well, firsthand, I've been dealing with one for 3 days. I was telling you, Evan, it's just one of those debilitating headaches. I went to work all day, and then I had to stare at a computer, too, on top of it. That doesn't help. But you just there's nothing you can do about it. I mentioned if it got any worse, I was going to go to the ER and get a shot. And this is just head injury, and it's just nothing I can do about it. I feel a little bit better tonight, though. The headache has subsided. So, feeling better, good enough to do the show. Planned on doing one last night, but just couldn't make it and get through a show last night. But now ready to rock and roll today, talking about baseball, World Baseball Classic. First time the United States has won the World Baseball Classic. My thoughts on this, Evan, this is an event. I know why they do it. It's great for those other countries to be able to showcase their talents and some of their better players. But for the United States, and I've said this, I'm not a fan of Major League Baseball players partaking in it. I think that, we could get by with our top amateurs, but I think during spring training that these Major League Baseball players, I do think, need to be with their teams and getting ready for the season. I don't think for a Major League Baseball player to play in a tournament of this nature, that it could do any good to help them during the regular season. But it is what it is. They're going to play it. It's the only time to play it. The baseball season is so long. And congratulations to the United States for winning. I'm just on that side where I would rather see our top amateurs playing in that tournament and letting the major league guys be with their clubs for spring training, especially to gel with the guys, because now they're going to get back. They have just over a week, like you said. Yeah, some of them are getting reps, and I heard the argument the other day, which I thought was a pretty good one. At least they're getting meaningful at-bats in the World Baseball Classic because they're game situations. The problem I have is, what if you're a guy like Josh Harrison from the Pirates? Not sure what he ended up with, but at one point through a couple of games, he only had one at-bat. Is that really helping him? Not really. So, that's kind of where I'm at, but I'll turn it back over to you. We'll talk a little bit more about this World Baseball Classic.
Yeah, and, perfectly honest, I didn't watch any of the World Baseball Classic. I'm sure people are thinking right now that I'm unpatriotic for not watching any, you know, with the Americans winning in the U.S., but I'll be honest with you, I never knew when the games were on. I never saw them advertised. I never saw them, you know, this is when this game's going to be played. And would I have tuned it in if I would have knew when games were going to be? Yeah, probably. But that's my one problem with it. I don't really have a problem with Major League Baseball in it or not. I think it'll be better if the lower-level guys, like the AAA and AA guys that are unlikely to make the opening day roster, I think that would be better situated, give them some, nice at-bats and serious game situations. But some good storylines came out of it. Puerto Rico, good storyline. The Israeli team was a really strong storyline. Team USA was a good storyline, and that's their first World Baseball Classic that they won, beating Puerto Rico, which is kind of a head-scratcher, as Puerto Rico is belongs, you know, I don't really know how to word it, but it's part of the United States. It's a territory that it seems like every so often the argument comes that they should be a state or not. So it was kind of weird that they were playing Puerto Rico. But some not so good came out of it too, as Ian Kinsler was asked a question about talking about the World Baseball Classic. And he, I'm just trying to find an exact quote, because it's kind of a quote that wasn't really, I didn't really like a whole lot. He said, quote, "I hope kids watching the WBC can watch the way we play the game and appreciate the way we play the game, as opposed to the way Puerto Rico played or the Dominican play. That's not taking anything away from them. That just wasn't the way we were raised. They were raised differently, and they show emotion and passion when you play. We do show emotion, we do show passion, but we just do it differently." So that is what he had said. He kind of bashing Latin America baseball as being too showy. And I didn't like the comments. I didn't like the comments that he made. Baseball is a changing sport. Bryce Harper is one that's on the Let's Make Baseball Fun Again bandwagon. So he enjoys the celebrations and the bat flips and the emotions and the passion. I think Kinsler came across sounding a little insensitive towards Latin America. We don't want our kids to learn from watching those people, is kind of what it sounded like to me that Kinsler was saying. But other than that, I think all the feedback from it was positive. And, you know, unfortunately, I don't think too many kids were watching the World Baseball Classic, as a lot of the games were either on really early or pretty late. So what were your thoughts on that quote from Ian Kinsler that, you know, "I hope kids watching WBC can watch the game, watch the way we play and appreciate the way we play the game, as opposed to the way Puerto Rico or the or Dominican play." What were your thoughts on that quote?
Well, first off, I'm not sure how many kids watch the games. I mean, I'm sure there were some. But like you said, I watched very little World Baseball Classic. The only reason I knew what time the games were, Evan, is, you know, I'm a DraftKings guy. And DraftKings had World Baseball Classic lineups, and I participated. So I knew when the games were on. So I caught a couple of those games. But as far as the comment goes, I mean, it goes down that road of, oh, excuse me there, I had to sneeze for a minute. I think it's a comment more probably kept to himself. You know, you look and he's towing that line. There is some showmanship going on in baseball, and that, I guess, it's the hot topic right now. You know, I'm a traditionalist, Evan. I could do without it, but I'm also not going to chastise it. I think when somebody does something well, as long as you're not taunting, as long as you're not berating, as long as you're not doing things that are intentionally trying to irk your opponent, if you're just celebrating out of the goodness of making a great play, driving the ball, you know, over the fence, into the river, fine, celebrate. I don't have a problem with it, as long as it's not taunting. So, yeah, I think that's one of those comments that should probably have been kept to himself. But again, Evan, I don't have a real problem with it as long as it's within the realm of, hey, you're excited about doing something well. Now, when you start getting into all the theatrics, even in the NFL and any sport, that's where I have a problem. But if you're just going to celebrate and you're going to get really excited, some people are very emotional. But when you go over and make it like a theatrical production for your celebration, then it's premeditated, it's planned. I could do without those. But as far as, you know, having fun, you know, if the guys want to have fun, go have fun. I'm a traditionalist, so I like the way the game of baseball is. You know that.
Yeah, and I guess that's where you and I, you know, I guess differ a little bit. You know, I like the funness. I like the excitement. I like the passion. But where I draw the line, though, is if you're taunting your opponent, that's different. Because that, to me, that's showing up your opponent. You know, but I don't have an issue with it. So I wish people would, you know, not be so harsh. And I, you know, Ian Kinsler, I get what he was trying to say, but he definitely could have said it different. Because the way he said it, it sounded like he was saying, don't play like those people. You know, like when somebody would use these people line. Well, what do you mean, these people, Dane? And it basically took the rest of his message, and it's like he wasn't even saying anything. It's that simple phrase that he said. So, you know, I want to switch gears now, because keep talking baseball, but switch to Major League Baseball. And Milwaukee Brewers. Some roster moves the Brewers made, just to share with everybody. Jabba Chamberlain, I don't know if you remember him from his days in New York and Cleveland, but he was a non-invitee to the camp. He was there trying to make a roster spot. He got released. They had a very strong camp, which was kind of surprising, but they let him go. He was in camp on a minor league deal. But I think that basically Charlie realized that they weren't really going to have a spot for him in his bullpen, looking at the young guy that they had, and now they're giving him a chance to try to catch on with the team before the end of spring training. Yadier Rivera, they optioned him. The outfielder Michael Reed, they optioned the Double-A, and reliever Michael Blazek, they then Howell and pitcher Andy Oliver and David Gopher reassigned to minor league camp. And I mentioned Chamberlain was letting go. Kind of a surprise, Troy, was Michael Reed. He's been a September call-up the last 2 years down at AAA, and they sent him down to Double-A. And the reason why is there's a trio in Triple-A that they want to play together. Lewis Bronson, Ryan Cordero, and Brett Phillips, they want those three playing together. So they sent Reed down to Double-A instead. And Blazek was kind of surprising, too. He didn't have that great spring, but he's a guy that's been showing that he can play well in the bullpen. But, you know, Brewers roster is taking form, and Junior Guerra will get the opening day start for Milwaukee. And, Troy, if you look at the Cactus League stats for offense, the Brewers' offense for batting average leads the Cactus League. The Brewers' bats are playing pretty good this year. And I kind of like what I see from Milwaukee. They did lose today, but I did like what I see from Milwaukee so far. I think the Junior Guerra and Zach Davies is your 1-2 to start the year. And who knows where it's going to go from there. You know, last year I predicted 75 wins for the Brewers. I was pretty close with my win total. I've been capping them at about, I think I said 75 or 73, but anyway, I've been capping them at about 75 wins if everything goes right. But the more I look at this team, I think this is a team that could, you know, I'm not saying they will try, but they could challenge 80 wins. I don't think they get to 500, but if things go right, I'm upping my cap. Things go right, I think that they could win about, you know, I capped them at 80 games. They just need a lot to go right. They need Junior Guerra and Zach Davies to pitch well. They need bullpen to play well, and they need the young arm or the young bats to set up hot. When you have a young team like Milwaukee has, you truly never know what you're going to get. But I think the Brewers could eat, could approach that 80 win total. So, what are your early thoughts on spring training at Milwaukee? Do you see them as a team that could potentially win 80 games, or do you see them more in the lower 70s, upper 60 range, or somewhere in between?
I think they can get into the 70s. You mentioned an 80-win team. I'm not quite sure if they're there yet, Evan. They've got to find – to get to that plateau, I think they need to find a good, solid number three, and that's assuming Guerra and Davies can hold down one and two. I mean, you look at right now, I think what the Brewers need is I think they've got a good young core offensively. Now I think they can turn their attention to developing a staff. And we mentioned this last year that this is a total rebuild, and I'm okay with where the Brewers are at, Evan. You know, there might have been some years maybe when we first started doing this show that might be a little disappointed with, you know, looking at this roster and saying, you know, oh, my God, look at this staff. But where they're at now, I want to see improvement. The one thing we're going to get is we're going to get a team that is going to go out and play hard. These young guys want to keep playing hard. And so when you say you're going to cap it at 80, I don't think you're off your rocker. Because when you have a good young roster that plays, anything can happen. And so these guys don't know anything else but to play hard day in and day out. So they're going to compete. Now, if they continually get better, that should equate to wins. If they're playing hard, they've got the effort, skill level gets better with more reps. Yeah, I don't think you're off your rocker for saying that. But like you said, everything must go right. That means right at the top of the list, health. The team needs to stay healthy. You know, right now they're developing the young guys. Got some good young names in the system, Evan. And this is probably, in my opinion, one of the first years you're looking down and seeing a lot of good young talent down in that system that's starting to develop. It's been a while. The cupboard's been bare. So the future looks bright, and I'm excited to watch the Brewers again. And I'm not really focusing, again, the success of the year on wins and losses. We know this isn't a World Series contending team. This isn't a team that's even set to contend or an expectation of making the playoffs. So it's just going to be fun to watch the improvement. And it's funny, though, Evan, you look on social media and you look at the comments, and it's funny how fans, I guess, they expect the world. And I don't expect the world. What I'm expecting is reality. And the reality is, are you improving the organization for the future? And I think the answer so far in spring training is yes. The positive, like you said, offensively, getting these young guys off to a hot start and giving them confidence, that's going to be so important. And it doesn't even mean that it has to equate to wins and losses again. If the bats are really booming and it'll give them confidence to compete for 162 games, that's all I'm asking for. But I like what I see so far. And I'm happy that they're finally talking about having names in the cupboard. And what I mean by that is the guys in the minors, guys that are future prospects that can maybe make it onto the big club at some time, because it's really been a while, Evan, since we've talked about guys below that are down there and to keep our eye on. And it'll be something that you and I talked about over the course of the season. How are these guys doing down in the minors, and, you know, how are they developing? So that's exciting to me, and that's what I'm taking from spring. Not necessarily the guys that are on the roster, but these young kids that are going to be the future of the Brewers organization.
Yeah, and, you know, and that's where I gotta tell the fans. So the Brewer fans that will be listening, you know, don't get too high at the highs that the Brewers have this year. Don't get too lows at the lows that the Brewers have this year. There's going to be times it looks like playing great baseball, and other times that they're not. So go through my Twitter feed, Pete at Mastrodon said the Brewers will win 80. Nate at N8 Winters, I keep telling people they're content for a wild card. And it might be a little out of reach for them, but you never know if things fall their way. Val, she said 84. And Kartik said 83. And I'm guessing Jay was being funny here, I would hope. Otherwise, I think he might need to do a wellness check on him. But he said 161 is what the Brewers are going to win. So,
nice.
Again, I think
nice. I love the
there.
Optimism, Evan.
I hope he was being funny there.
Yeah, I love the optimism. 161.
Yes. Yeah.
I wonder who the loss is going to be to. I wonder who he thought they were going to lose to. So they have 161-game winning streak then in the year.
Well, there we go. So they don't play the Cubs opening day, though. They did play Colorado. But anyway, any news out of Pittsburgh area regarding the Pirates at all?
You know, it's been a pretty quiet camp. You know, they're trying to solidify their rotation also. You know, and I guess I look at it this way. It's funny, Evan. They have I love my Pittsburgh friends, believe me. I love talking sports because they are. They're passionate about their teams, like Wisconsin fans. So, you know, we don't get into heated debates. We're just passionate about our teams. And they had such a long losing streak for years, not in the playoffs. They make the playoffs a few years. Then they missed them last year. And now the buzz is—it's almost like the buzz is gone. It's like now they just think they're going to lose like 20 years in a row again. I mean, you get some of your fans that are excited. I think the Pirates have a solid club, Evan. The big question mark is going to be their starting rotation. My concern with the Pirates this year, and of course, living out here, I get to listen to them on the radio every day when they're on. And I do listen in and, you know, catch some of the games that they play that are televised. Right now, the bullpen is struggling. But I do a show up in Union City, and I bring the athletic director on, and I taped that show today. And we talked about pitching. He's a baseball coach, used to be a baseball coach. And, you know, when you watch pitchers in spring training, you can't just judge a pitcher by the earned run average, or even as, you know, I guess you can look at the whip, but a lot of times in spring training, these pitchers are working on mechanics. They're working on developing a third pitch. They're working on location. They're working on speed. They're working on something every time they take the mound, and they're not necessarily situational pitching. And so some of the Pirates' bullpen guys, Evan, which is supposed to be their strong point, have been getting shelled. But really, if you dig deeper into it, are they really getting shelled? Or, you know, is it one of those situations where, for example, Jared Hughes is going out there and throwing, you know, 8 straight changeups and the batters know a changeup is coming? Well, if I know what pitch is coming, I can sit on it. And, you know, I look at it this way. If Clint Hurdle doesn't have a concern with it, then why should the fans? If Clint Hurdle's saying, hey, he's working on some stuff, and so this is what he's doing, I don't have a problem with that. Now, I don't think he's saying it just to calm fans down because, what you know, when I talked to Kurt Agustinelli, the athletic director at Lincoln High School, you know, he was talking about it and it made sense. You know, guys are going out there trying to get that location down because when it matters for the marbles, you know, if they're 1 inch off of their spot that the catcher wants, it could lead to a home run. So they're out there working on some stuff, and he doesn't put a lot of stock. He doesn't even look at stats in spring training. So, you know, it goes to your point about the fans, too. While they're critiquing spring training, especially pitchers, you can't judge them. You can't judge the book by its cover in spring training. You go, what are these guys working on? And a lot of times, even the starters are going only 3-4 innings right now. You know, they're not. They know that they're on a pitch count. They know that they're not going to go deep 6-7 innings. And they're just working on fundamentals and mechanics. With you know, and you want guys to be batting well, and that's why I'm impressed with the Brewers, that they're, you know, they're swinging the bats well, which is really good because normally it takes, sometimes a while for guys to warm up. You get that guy that gets off hot. But as a team, Normally, sometimes takes a little bit to get into the group, but Pirate Camp has been pretty quiet, Evan. And I think part of it is there's a couple Pirates in the World Baseball Classic. Marte was over there, Polanco was over there, McCutchen was over there, and I know that those guys were playing there, so they haven't been with the club, and they're just getting back now, and they're getting into the swing of things. So might be hearing some more news out of Pirate Camp right now, but right now the biggest thing is what are they doing with their rotation? As they look through, and they're going to play some young guys this year. Glasnow is a guy that's been mentioned a lot, so he's one to keep an eye on. Struggled a bit in spring training, but it'll be interesting to see. I would think the Pirates, I would put them third in the division right now, Evan, and I'd put the Brewers in fourth behind them. Then I'm going to put the Reds down in fifth. I know we didn't do a prediction show, but you're definitely going to have the Cubs up at the top, and I think the Cardinals will do enough to be in second. The Pirates just have too many question marks in their pitching rotation right now. They're pretty strong 1, 2, and 3, but 4 and 5, it's kind of a toss-up right now. So that's my quick analysis, or my long analysis, however you want to take it.
Yeah, with that, I don't really have anything else to say. Go back to you to give your final words, and we can let our listeners go.
Well, it's good to get back after a night off, Evan. I definitely did enjoy that, and now all of a sudden I get back for a night, and it's Thursday, and then we got a 3-day break. But by the time we come back on Monday, we will have some more NCAA talk. We'll be able to talk about what happened over the course of the Sweet 16, and we'll be down. We'll be down to just a few teams in the NCAA tournament. That'll be fun to chat about. And, a couple more days closer to baseball. And who knows? Maybe there'll be some other amazing news in the NFL. The draft is coming up soon, too. So a lot of exciting things going on in the world of sports. Hope you enjoyed the show tonight, everyone. For Evan Witalis, and I am Troy Otradovic. Fasten your seatbelts. Put your foot on the gas. We'll get back with you Monday night, 11 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Central. Thanks for listening in.